Twitter right now. But as we continue working on that, we will again just continue on. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories. Governor Ron DeSantis did file his paperwork with the Federal Election Commission today. So we do know that he is formally in the race, although it would be nice to hear what he has to say about it. But Twitter is not making that possible right now. Tina Turner dead at the age of 83. The iconic singer died at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, following a long illness. Dubbed the Queen of Rock and Roll, Turner rose to fame in the 70s as part of the Ike and Tina Turner duo before launching her solo career. And the White House accusing House Republicans of manufacturing a crisis over raising the debt limit. Got some local headlines for you here. A man was hospitalized after he was trapped in a dumpster. Heard that in the Channel 3 update there at 5 o'clock. Thankfully, he was able to be rescued from that as the compactor went off a couple of times. But a man was taken to the hospital as a trauma alert. It happened at the Circle K store at Gulf Manor and Michigan Avenue. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News with our Andrew McKay, we had Mayor D.C. Reeves on, and one of the big things that the city is looking forward to hearing is the ribbon-cutting ceremony at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for the Community Maritime Park Daytime Marina.
The marina will be open. Your boat can park there first thing 6 a.m. tomorrow, but the ribbon-cutting event will be at 3 o'clock.
So the marina will be open daily during the months of March through October from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., and during the cooler months, November through February, it'll be open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Among the features, floating docks, 48 boat slips, kayak launch docks, and storage racks as well. Just shy of 5:15, we'll take a brief pause here, get a look at local traffic and weather together.
Roadways are looking pretty good right now. We are seeing some slow-moving traffic due to the rain we've had through on I-10, especially I-10 on Escambia Bay. Over Escambia Bay on the bridge, we have some delays. In I-10, right before 9th Avenue, we have a minor accident in the eastbound direction that is causing some slowdowns. Airport Boulevard in between Davis and 9th Avenue also have an accident that's showing slowdowns in the west direction. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number for traffic. Taking a look at our weather, we do still have some light rain throughout the area. That's going to be until about 7 p.m. tonight. Coming up tomorrow, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Should be sunny on Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend. Should be looking nice with highs in the mid-80s. A low of 67 for tonight. Light rain and mist right now throughout Pensacola. 71 in Pensacola, 71 in Milton, and 70 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
A texter says, what was he thinking announcing on Twitter of all places? Should have used MySpace. Yeah.
Ouch.
Gracie, I would imagine as you're still looking at the computer, just the same thing. I as you were doing your update, I checked on my phone again. I'm still not hearing anything in the live space.
I've probably heard a collectiveness of 20 seconds in pieces.
And none of it was Governor DeSantis.
No. So, I don't know who it was.
Yeah. I guess, you know, just my reaction to this is, you know, I'm currently scouring through Twitter just to see if other people are having the same issues here. Twitter Spaces featuring Elon and Ron DeSantis keeps crashing on users as it's now exceeded 500,000 listeners. We told you yesterday it was a very unconventional way of doing things. I think you gotta I don't know. Your reaction, I would love to hear it. 437-1620 is the text line.
It's kind of giving Truth Social Network the first day it came out when it was all hyped up.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't even do anything with it.
This is, I mean, professionally, the biggest moment of Governor DeSantis' life. And I understand, you know, if you want to do it with Elon Musk and Elon wants to show off Twitter, but you are announcing a run for president of the United States. And regardless of what happens today, regardless of what he says, I fear that if you're a DeSantis supporter that, you know, I mean, this is going to be something that is used against him for sure. And, you know, it doesn't take much, you know, in my limited experience in my limited time of being a voter, I mean, I'm relatively young, 36. I've voted. I was not old enough to vote in 04. I was a junior in high school, so my first election would have been 2008. So I'm a relatively young voter, and in my lifetime, you know, it really doesn't take much for a campaign to either not really get off the ground or for it to just kind of flame out. And the primary example that I would say would be the Howard Dean, who a Democrat candidate who I believe was a very popular candidate early on. And then he goes and he makes this speech where he kind of just runs off the rails as far as just his enthusiasm and his excitement. And it was dead after that. And so you have a governor who we thought was going to be one of the primary challengers to Donald Trump. The polls so far have not really been kind to Governor DeSantis, as he's still trailing in every major poll by not a small margin. And now to see that, you know, the way he chose to announce his presidential campaign, that even can't get off the ground, as it's technology is just ruining it. You had something you were going to say?
I was going to say I can get a little bit of it now if we want to put it on, but they're trying to get Ron DeSantis on the streaming and they can't even get him on to talk.
So
nothing now, but Elon Musk couldn't even get Ron DeSantis on to talk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, should have done it on TV. You know, we told you how unconventional this was, and it's not going well. Should have went on Newsmax. A texter says, another said, you know, just do it on TV. Just do it the old-fashioned route. Go do it in your hometown. Do it at a big public university. Get all the networks there. But this is the route he chose, and technical difficulties on Twitter's end are kind of ruining it. So with that, we'll take a timeout and kind of reset here and keep tabs on what we hope to hear is Governor DeSantis announcing a run for president. We'll see if that gets done. It's 520. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola Right Now with Gracie and Joe. Just shy of 525. Going to get a quick look at the roads. We are looking pretty good right now on our roads, but we do have some accidents to keep your eyes out for. First off, on I-10 heading eastbound right near 9th Avenue, we do have a small accident that's causing some slight delays. Airport Boulevard, two accidents in between Davis Highway and 9th Avenue that's causing slowdowns in the westbound direction, and just typical everyday afternoon traffic is pretty heavy leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. If you do see something else on the roads causing delays, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Taking a quick look at our weather, we do have some light rain throughout our area, 71 right now with a low of 67 for tonight and 60% chance of some thunderstorms going to continue throughout the rest of the evening. And tomorrow throughout the weekend is looking good. Highs are going to be in the mid-80s, going to be sunny going into Memorial Day weekend. It's 70 right now in Pensacola, 71 in Milton, and 70 in Gulf Breeze. And Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Gracie, if you could, on Twitter, go to @RonDeSantis. They have opened up a new chat that they tried for 20 minutes on Elon Musk's account, and they could not get it off the ground. But now they are doing one with on the governor's Twitter account. So we'll see if we can't listen to that for a little bit. But yeah, saying that there was around 500,000 or so people trying to join the spaces for the conversation with Governor DeSantis and Elon Musk, and it never got off the ground. So we will see if we can't tune in here to the governor's space. So it's going to be, yeah, @RonDeSantis. He updated it yesterday. We told you that, removing the FL from Ron DeSantis FL, now just Ron DeSantis. He has two Twitter accounts, by the way. One is @GOV Ron DeSantis, and then another @ Ron DeSantis. So still trying to effort us to hear some of the comments with Elon Musk and Governor DeSantis. By the way, 26 minutes ago, right at 5 o'clock, Governor DeSantis did put out a his formal declaration via his first TV ad. Here's what it sounded like.
Truth must be our foundation, and common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. In Florida, we proved that it can be done. We chose facts over fear, education over indoctrination, law and order over rioting and disorder. We held the line when freedom hung in the balance. We showed that we can and must revitalize America. We need the courage to lead and the strength to win. I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
That's the first official ad of the DeSantis presidential campaign. He launched that at 5 o'clock our time. Twitter texter says DeSantis' popularity crashed Twitter faster than Biden did the economy. Yeah. Gracie, any luck on the Twitter thing?
Not yet. I'm keeping an eye on it to see when I can join it. But
all right. Well, yeah, so... I'm sorry, folks. I thought we were going to have a nice, smooth conversation with the governor, Elon Musk. I mean, obviously, this is not a fault of our own, but an interesting way that the governor chose to have the conversation.
Oh,
there we go.
Rather than the people's elected representatives.
Listen in for a little bit here.
Reestablishing integrity in our institutions means we must reinvigorate our constitutional system by returning the government to its rightful owners. We the people. No social or economic transformation without representation. Truth needs to be our foundation. Common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. And in Florida, we proved it could be done. We chose facts over fear, education over indoctrination, law and order over rioting and disorder. We held the line when freedom hung in the balance. And we're thriving as a result. Florida is the nation's fastest growing state. We're number one in net in-migration, number one in new business formations, recently ranked number one in education. We have a 50-year low crime rate and one of the lowest tax and debt per capita in America. But we also understand governing is not entertainment. It's not about building a brand or virtue signaling. It is about delivering results. And our results in Florida have been second to none. We can and we must deliver big results for America. I pledge to be an energetic executive that will take on the important issues. Biden's pursued inflationary policies that are hurting working people. We will reverse those policies and we'll build an economy where working Americans can achieve a good standard of living. Biden's opened the southern border and allowed massive amounts of drugs to pour into the country. We'll shut down the border, construct a border wall, and hold the drug cartels accountable. Biden's embraced medical authoritarianism, such as unconstitutional COVID vax mandates. We will ensure that those violations of liberty can never happen again. Biden's allowed woke ideology to drive his agenda. We will never surrender to the woke mob, and we will leave woke ideology in the dustbin of history. Biden's also politicized the military and caused recruiting to plummet. We will eliminate ideological agendas from our military, focus the military on the core mission, and we will reverse the poor recruiting trends. Finally, Biden's weaponized the power of the administrative state to advance his left-wing agenda. We will reconstitutionalize the executive branch, and we'll bring the administrative state to heel. Now, you can't do any of that if you don't win. There is no substitute for victory. We must end the culture of losing that has infected the Republican Party in recent years. The tired dogmas of the past are inadequate for a vibrant future. We must look forward, not backwards. We need the courage to lead, and we must have the strength to win. And to voters who are participating in this primary process, my pledge to you is this. If you nominate me, you can set your clock to January 20th, 2025 at high noon, because on the west side of the U.S. Capitol, I will be taking the oath of office as the 47th president of the United States. No excuses. I will get the job done. Now, these past few years have given me a new appreciation for the fragility of our freedoms. I never thought I would see things in America that we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic. But our founding fathers were keenly aware of the fragility of freedom. When they framed our Constitution, they came armed with having studied the history of every republic and the history of mankind. And they noticed that all of those experiments only had one thing in common, and it was this: every single one of them had failed. And so they knew it fell to our country, the United States of America, to determine whether people could really govern themselves. Could we have a society based on the idea that our rights are God-given, not government-granted, and that society functions based on the rule of law, not the rule of individual men? And when Dr. Benjamin Franklin walked out of that convention, he was asked, "Did you deliver a republic or a monarchy?" He said, "A republic if you can keep it." They knew freedom didn't run on autopilot. They knew each generation would have a responsibility to safeguard freedom. And it's our responsibility to do so at this important juncture in our nation's history. We have a lot of work to do to ensure the country gets back on track. I ask everybody listening to please join me on this mission. Please invest in our campaign by going to rondesantis.com and making a donation. Thank you. God bless. And I look forward to the discussion.
All right. That was Governor Ron DeSantis formally entering the race today for president of the United States. Gracie, let's, if we can, just get caught up on some, let's make some sponsors happy right now. Fox News update right here. And Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. Reaction from what we heard. Governor Ron DeSantis in the race now for president. Your texts.
850-437-1620. 538 on News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola right now. Gracie and Joe, we're going to get a quick look at the roads before we get started. We are seeing some slow-moving traffic on I-10. It's going to be the westbound direction in between 29 and I-110. So expect some slowdowns there. Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, also extremely slow-moving this afternoon. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth, LeavenRinkyRealty.com. We're going to get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum at WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms are still possible as we head through tonight, but the weather overnight should be drying up, and we're going to see dry weather right on through the rest of the week and even into the Memorial Day weekend. Lots of sunshine and pleasant weather for us ahead. Temperatures, well, we'll reach highs in the 80s, and overnight lows will mainly be down in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 71 in Pensacola, 71 in Milton, and 70 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Make sure you can always send in your thoughts or opinions to our text line or our call line. It's 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620.
Get a lot of reaction again today, and we certainly appreciate your patience. It sounded like it was on our end, but I assure you that it wasn't. About 500,000 listeners on Elon Musk's Twitter account, and the audio meeting with Governor DeSantis just never got off the ground. We were trying to connect for about 20 minutes ago. I was listening both on the computer and on my phone. My phone up kept crashing, and I know that, you know, just in searching Twitter for Governor DeSantis's name, that, you know, thousands of people that were just not able to listen. So they went away from Elon Musk's Twitter handle, went over to Governor DeSantis's, and then that's when things went much more smoothly. And this was DeSantis just a few minutes ago right here on News Radio.
I pledge to be an energetic executive that will take on the important issues. Biden's pursued inflationary policies that are hurting working people. We will reverse those policies, and we'll build an economy where working Americans can achieve a good standard of living.
Text rolling in. Again, that number, 850-437-1620. Give us your thoughts. One listener says, DeSantis will get my vote in the primary. If it comes down between Trump and Biden, then Trump will get my vote in the presidential election. Another texter, I just worry Trump's ego won't allow him to go away quietly, and I wouldn't be shocked if he ran independently and split the vote with how loyal some of his base is. Someone else says referring to DeSantis, got my vote and my wife and all the people that I work with. And another, will never happen, but he needs to run as vice president with Donald Trump and forget all this foolishness. He's not going to make it. Trump is going to win, and he could be his vice president. Then after 4 years run for president, he is still young. I would say the combination of age, experience, both in his life, you know, in the military, two-term governor, and the fact that he is, you know, I would say younger compared to what we have seen out of our presidents here recently. I would say that is certainly working for him as well. But we still got a long way to go before the primaries get started. And certainly the GOP field is going to get much more crowded. But again, the top story of the day was that Governor Ron DeSantis now formally in the Republican race for president. The other big story, a sad one, Tina Turner died today at the age of 83. The iconic singer died at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, following a long illness. And at the White House, they're accusing House Republicans of manufacturing a crisis over raising the debt limit, saying members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus are openly referring to the full faith and credit of the U.S. as a hostage. How about some local headlines? It's been a little bit since we've gotten around to what's going on here in town. And the city of Pensacola gearing up for the Community Maritime Park grand opening. The ribbon cutting ceremony scheduled for 3:00 tomorrow.
Very, very excited about that. And it opens up our waterfront. We talk about wanting increased access and to activate our waterfront. This is a really big step in that direction.
That was Mayor D.C. Reeves today. The ribbon cutting ceremony will be at 3:00, but the actual marina will be open to boaters at 6 a.m. tomorrow. In Santa Rosa County, the Sheriff's Office fleet of vehicles is now being equipped with a safe program bag. The program launched last year as a way to let deputies know if a home they're heading to is occupied by a special needs individual.
We've already had 5 responses to individuals with special needs, and we have over 200 that have enrolled in our program so far in our county, and that's just going to grow.
And Sheriff Bob Johnson says the safe packs contain items such as headphones, sunglasses, fidget spinners, and a nonverbal communication card. The safe packs were put together by the Emerald Coast Exceptional Families. They held a press conference with Santa Rosa Sheriff Johnson today. Tomorrow is apparently Fuel Day, and Circle K gas stations in our area are participating with a promotion between 4 and 7, so unfortunately, Gracie, that means you and I are out, but gallons of gas at participating Circle K's, which are all of them here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, will be having gas at 40 cents rather off per gallon, but still a good amount of savings. And again, that's taking place at all Circle K stores in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, also Okaloosa County if you are living out that way. ECUA says that their materials recycling facility will be back open on June 12th. We got that update today. And a man was hospitalized after being trapped in a garbage truck overnight. That happened early this morning at the Circle K on Gulf Manor and Michigan Avenue. He was apparently sleeping in a dumpster when he was dumped into the back of the truck. Thankfully, firefighters were able to free the man from the back of the truck. He was taken to a local hospital as a trauma alert. Gracie, what's happening around Florida today?
Testimony is underway in the murder trial of the former Florida State University football star. Travis Rudolph faces life in prison for the first-degree murder and the death of one of four who confronted him outside his house in Palm Beach County 2 years ago. But his defense attorney blames the wide receiver's girlfriends. Prosecutors say that the men were already leaving Rudolph's Lake Drive driveway when he fired 39 shots at their vehicle with an AR-15 and it grabbed from inside the house.
Hearing from Manny Diaz, the state education commissioner today, assuring parents, teachers, and school administrators that there are more than enough social study textbooks available for students for the upcoming school year.
We really got down to the granular level of trying to make sure that these things were accurate and apt for our students to have in their textbooks, taking into consideration state board rules, state law, and also our standards.
Diaz says of the more than 100 submitted by publishers, about 65% have been approved. More state and national headlines right after local weather and a check of the roads.
Well, we do have an accident right now on Sorrento Road just off of Bauer Road. It's going to be slowing things down in both directions. We still have typical afternoon traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, as well as leaving Merriester getting into Windhaven Beach in the westbound direction. And on I-10 in Pensacola, expect some slowdowns right around 29 as you're heading westbound towards Pine Forest. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we still have some light rain throughout our area. It's 71 right now in Pensacola and 60% chance of thunderstorms throughout the rest of the evening with a low of 67. For Thursday, Friday, and even into the weekend, we're looking really good with just sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. It's 71 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 71 in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Gracie, if you're looking for something to do this summer, may I suggest to you the 2023 Florida Python Challenge. Hunters will have the chance to win a share of more than $30,000. Cash prizes will go to whoever catches the longest Burmese python, as well as the largest amounts. It's a 10-day event. Well, last year, more than 200 snakes were removed from the Everglades last year. Good for them.
That'd be a sick reality TV show, is putting me in the Everglades to go get a python.
I'd pay a lot of money to see that.
In other state headlines, there's soon going to be tougher penalties for people who attack Florida police dogs. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that upgrades the charges for those who hurt canines working with first responders to a third-degree felony. The measure was also going to include horses who work in law enforcement.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that his team and the White House are still far apart on a number of issues as they try to strike a deal over the debt ceiling.
He could have spoken to me, said we were wrong on other angles, but he didn't. And now we're 8 days away from Biden having default.
And slamming Biden for waiting nearly 100 days to come to the negotiating table.
Also, former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh is being indicted on federal fraud charges. Murdaugh is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering, along with other charges. He's currently in prison after being convicted for the murders of his wife and his youngest son.
The man who was seen putting his feet up on then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021, in court today, prosecutors are calling for a 7-year sentence for Richard Barnett. He became one of the most well-known rioters when he was photographed putting his boots up on the desk there. Also, President Biden speaking at the White House today, marking 1 year since the Uvalde school shooting today.
Also, in each place, we hear the same message. Do something. For God's sake, please do something.
Those comments at the White House again, saying that too many schools have become killing fields across America.
And the driver is arrested after crashing his truck into the barriers at the White House. It's due to a federal court today. The Secret Service interviewed the 19-year-old just hours after they say that he flew into Washington. He rented a U-Haul truck, and he reported that his goal was to get to the White House, seize power, and be put in charge of the nation. Authorities say that a search of the truck turned up to have a Nazi flag, but no weapons.
5:50 right now. We'll take a break and come back. A look at the sports headlines today, including a preview of Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Panthers going for a sweep over the Carolina Hurricanes. That and much more coming up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Jolene, it's Pensacola Jolene, right now Jolene, on News Radio 92.3 551 on a Wednesday. Hope you've had a good Wednesday so far, perhaps looking to a 5-day weekend if today was your last day of work, or maybe tomorrow is, but hope you're looking forward to a good Memorial Day weekend. The weather should be absolutely perfect for that, and we'll get details on that coming up here in just a few moments. Continuing to look at the stories of the day in the world of sports today. No NBA games, but police say Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant is fine after they did a welfare check on the NBA star today. TMZ says Morant was is apparently just taking a break from social media, but what he posted was enough to get people concerned and call the cops over to check on him. He made some cryptic and mysterious social media posts sharing photos of his mother, father, and daughter. The last photo just captioning it simply by saying bye. Then the posts were deleted. In the NHL tonight at 7 o'clock, Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Florida Panthers looking to sweep the Carolina Hurricanes and earn a place in the Stanley Cup Finals. That one starting at 7 o'clock on TNT. The Dallas Stars apologizing for the actions of their fans last night as drinks and food were thrown under the ice during last night's playoff loss to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. One fan even dumped popcorn on the Golden Knights goalie as he came off the rink. Major League Baseball, we had a lot of early games today. The Rangers beat the Pirates 3-2. The Phillies over the Diamondbacks 6-5. The White Sox shut out the Guardians 6-0. And the Brewers blanked the Astros 4-0. And the Twins putting a hurting on the Giants 7-1 today. Just underway, the Tampa Bay Rays hosting the Blue Jays. A little later on, the Braves are hosting the Dodgers starting at 6:20. And the Marlins are out in Colorado taking on the Rockies. That game starting at 7:40. The Oakland A's, by the way, reaching a tentative agreement with the state of Nevada over relocating their franchise to Las Vegas. A bill now is set to be introduced at the Nevada legislature, calling for $400 million in public funds towards the construction of their new stadium that is set up to be close to the Vegas Strip there. Kentucky Derby winner Fusace Pegasus has died. He was the 2000 Derby winner, was euthanized due to the infirmities of old age. Rest in peace there. Told you about Ja Morant there. Also, the free agent punter Matt Areza, you may remember him, as he is now working out with the New York Jets less than a month after he was cleared in a San Diego rape case. He had been signed by the Buffalo Bills, but before he ever appeared in an NFL game, news of the allegations broke that he was allegedly involved. But last week, prosecutor in the case said that he wasn't even at the scene during an alleged gang rape of a minor at the San Diego home where he had been living at the time. So now he is getting a second shot at playing in the NFL with the New York Jets. 5:55 right now. Let's get a check of the roads and our weather together.
We still have some extremely slow-moving traffic right now. This is going to be on Sorrento Road at Bauer due to an accident. If you are heading in the westbound direction, expect some slow-moving traffic getting into that intersection. Other than that, we're looking good on I-10 to I-110 now. We're back to just typical afternoon traffic, but if you do see something on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. We're going to get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Showers and thunderstorms are still possible as we head through tonight, but the weather overnight should be drying up, and we're going to see dry weather right on through the rest of the week and even into the Memorial Day weekend. Lots of sunshine and pleasant weather for us ahead. Temperatures, well, we'll reach highs in the 80s, and overnight lows will mainly be down in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 71 in Pensacola, 71 in Milton, and 70 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Taking a look into some business and science headlines. Target is pulling some of its Gay Pride merchandise after violent customers threatened several employees. The company released a statement yesterday saying since it's introduced the collection, employees have experienced threats against their safety or well-being. The company says that they're removing items that have been at the center of the most significant controversial behavior.
New poll shows most Americans believe an increase in the debt ceiling should come with spending cuts. The CNN poll found 6 in 10 people say Congress should only lift the debt ceiling with budget cuts attached. 24% said Congress should raise the debt ceiling no matter what. Another 15% said it should not be raised and the U.S. should default on its debt.
And if you are a 2023 grad, Make your way over to Krispy Kreme before the day's over. Free Krispy Kreme for 2023 graduates from high school or college. You get a free dozen donuts. So not one measly little donut. You get a dozen donuts. Any high school or college seniors just need to wear some kind of 2023 swag. It can be a shirt. It can be a jacket. It can be your cap and gown. And you can get some free donuts for their diploma wrapped up box while supplies last. No purchase necessary.
That's cool. Blake Shelton, happy trails to him. Ending his 12-year run as a coach on The Voice, making his final appearance during last night's season finale as Sacramento's Gina Miles was crowned the winner. Shelton is due to be replaced by fellow country icon Reba McEntire during season 24.
And just one letter brought the nine-day Jeopardy champions reign to an end. Ben Chain misspelled his answer on the final Jeopardy by writing Beatrice Bernadette.
Benedict.
Yeah. And it should have for Shakespeare characters. And the correct spelling of it was not ending in a T. It was ending in a K.
Yeah. And I've seen on social media reaction that, you know, Jeopardy is too harsh. You see that with Wheel of Fortune, too, where people will, you know, mispronounce the word that is this clearly they're trying to pronounce. But, hey, I mean, Jeopardy is the gold standard when it comes to, I mean, you've got to be right. You've got to say, you know, what is or who is or where is. I mean, this is for decades now been the gold standard among game shows where, hey, you've got to get the answer exactly right. So I don't really understand why there's so much recent outrage over this. I mean, the guy took it in stride. I mean, he was, you know, pretty crushed that his nine-day run came to an end and, it, you know, he cost himself around $12,000 in winnings, but he's not complaining.
Yeah.
So knock it off. You got to get it right. You got to get it exactly right. Well, it's 5:59 now. That means it's time for Channel 3's Top of the Hour News. We'll be back at around 6:10 with a complete recap of everything you need to know today. We'll hear from Governor Ron DeSantis, now officially in the race for president. That and much more coming up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.